Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Thank you. Welcome back to God Invention Radio with Gary Sullivan from All Star Marketing. Gary, welcome back.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Good stuff. I'm getting some emails already. Let me just give out the phone number. Gary, it's okay if we have listeners call in and ask you questions?
Yes, absolutely.
Excellent. Let me give the phone number out. 877-474-3302, or you can email me, brian@gotinvention.com, and I will tell Gary your question. I will tell Gary your question, and he'll give you an answer on the phone through the email. Okay, let me stay focused on this and away from the computer. A couple quick emails coming in. These people love Ben DeRuz. They love Ben DeRuz, and they love Alana's intro. As a matter of fact, I knew there was a catch to my daughter doing the intro. Her friend Amanda and her mom Jill are listening, and they're big fans of Ben DeRuz. So I have to give a shout out to Jill and Amanda. All right, Gary, you're getting a lot of fans out there. Ben DeRuz are popular with my show.
It's after bedtime. What are they doing listening?
Tell me about it. Get to bed. All right, so let's get back to the show. And, Gary, we heard about the Snuggie, we didn't hear about Topsy-Turvy. I just want to make a quick, if you don't mind telling us how Topsy-Turvy came about.
Sure, absolutely. I don't even know if I told you the full story, so this would be news for you, Brian.
Okay.
I was actually laying down in my bed one night and doing my job at, I think, around 8:30 at night, waiting for the kids to go to bed, and I flipped on QVC, which is a QVC, HSN, are just great places for people to find, to get an outlet for their product. They don't need a lot of, color packaging. But I'm watching QVC, and I see this item that's extremely hot. I've never heard this before. The host on QVC says, "Please don't call. Our phones are too busy."
Oh,
I said, "Wow, this is unbelievable. What is going on here? What is this thing?" And I look up, and I said, that's interesting. So I go in the morning, and I do a little search, and I find the inventor, and I contact him. And I'm probably the 26th direct response company that's ever contacted him, because a lot of people had seen this item. But we hit it off immediately. We were talking football, talking some stuff. And we had him into our office. We made an extremely fair deal. We weren't looking to charge him anything. And we made a great deal, and now we've sold about 19 million of those topsy-turvies. I think we're up to somewhere in that area. I'm not exactly sure.
Wow.
I'm not on the sales end, so I don't keep track of that stuff too closely. But it's in the many millions, and it's been extremely, profitable for everybody, and it's a great item. And it'll be back next year and the year after, and hopefully for many, many years to come.
Unbelievable. So somebody like you, basically, a.k.a. Product Scout, finds this product on QVC, and all of a sudden, boom, the guy gets called by a million companies, but you present a good proposition to them, and you're working with them. That's fantastic.
Absolutely, and I can't recommend those types of places, more catalogs, great catalogs where you don't have to do retail packaging. I don't have to order a tremendous amount, They're only going to order a few hundred rather than, trying to get into Walmart as a one SKU vendor or something like that with an invention. It's just impossible. These catalogs and stuff, you can ship them in a brown box. You can do small order runs and really test out your product, because testing is the key to letting the consumer decide.
Absolutely. Great information. Give us some more, Gary. So let's talk about what it takes for a product to make it on TV.
Well, one of the things, anything can be a TV product, and we've learned that, what we try to do is increase our odds. You talked about how we pick all these great products. Well, let me tell you, there's a lot that you don't hear about that we're not going to talk about tonight that are not, that we're not winners. But what we try to do is what we've created is a 7-point scale, and we ask ourselves these questions on every item. And all it does is increase our odds of success. Doesn't mean, if you have 7 out of 7, you're guaranteed a success, and if you have 1 out of 7, guaranteed failure. But what we're trying to do when we're going to shoot, when we're going to test 50 items in a year, is to increase our odds. The most important thing for a TV item is to ask yourself, is it truly unique? All inventions, I guess, are unique, but is it really unique? It seems like a simple question, but it's extremely important, because the first place you should, when you come up with an idea, and I know this is going to sound silly, and 90% of you are going to say, I already did that, but for the 10% who didn't, go to Google.
That's right.
Google your product, because there is, and really, really look for it, because it might be out there already, you know, and spend the time, because I get presented a lot of items that I've been presented, you know, previously.
What that, about doing a patent search? I mean, that should be, I agree. The first thing that you should do is go to Google, Yahoo, MSN. They all have different ways of finding what's out there, and put in your product multiple ways, describe it different ways, and see what actually comes up. Because go through the whole process and finally ending up showing your product to a guy like Gary, and he goes, hey, listen, this is a patented product already. What are you showing me for? You just spun your wheels.
Absolutely. So that's one. The first thing is unique. The second thing for us, and this is, you know, basically geared towards the TV market, the as seen on TV stuff, is it mass market? Because when we're advertising to everybody. So we're paying to advertise to everybody. So you can't pay to advertise to everybody and have a niche product. It's just that the math does not work. You have to be selling, you know, a product that a large percentage of the audience that's going to see it wants. So, you know, and you got to remember the audience is always pretty much female. So for TV products, it's a large percentage of female. So we need to, you know, keep that in mind. It has to be truly mass market.
Okay.
The number three thing we look for is it solving a problem? You know, and it's not just is it solving a problem, but is that problem a real problem, and is it, you know, enough to get up off the couch when someone's watching TV? You know, that we don't, when we're advertising to these people, they're not in a shopping mode. They're not in a shopping mindset. They are actually watching TV subconsciously. You know, when you're in a store, when you're in a Target or a Walmart or even a grocery store, you're in a shopping mode. So you're looking to buy something. When you're watching TV, you're looking to watch TV. You know, you're not
you're
necessarily
relaxing.
Looking to buy something.
Your wallet is supposedly put away.
Exactly. So that's one of the reasons why we think Snuggie did so well, is because people were having the problem of getting to the remote to turn it off before, you know, while we were running our commercial, and they said, ah, the heck with it, I'll just buy it so I don't have to watch that commercial again.
Unbelievable.
So that's number three. Number four, is it priced right? And we look at, you know, and the saying we've used for many years now is, we'll make a $30 product on TV when the government makes a $30 bill. Until that, we're sticking to $19.95 for our retail price. It just is what works. It's what's been successful. And, you know, 99 out of 100 of those short, you know, two-minute commercials are $19.95 or below. So we're just going to stay in that range. So, you know, you have to keep that in mind for a TV item. Again, there's great products that aren't TV products. So I don't want to, you know, say you might not have a great product out there if it's not $19.95 or below, but for what I look for.
Right. Oh, that makes sense. Totally makes sense. That was the fifth.
Was that five?
Yep, that was five. Then
all right, luckily I wrote them down.
Easily explained.
Number six is easily explained. And if you think about it, we only have 2 minutes to explain a product, and it's a very visual medium. So it has to be demonstrative and easily explained, because we only have a certain amount of time to get it across. So you can't, you know, have a very confusing product to try to sell in 2 minutes. It just doesn't work.
Right. Makes sense.
That was number five, Brian.
That was number... I'm sorry. I'm just learning how to count.
Yeah, can you have your daughter get on and count for us?
Yeah, with Ben DeRuz. You got to send
exactly.
Another pack. Another 1995. Thanks, Gary.
And this one, speaking of the next one, which we call age-appropriate, is kind of an interesting one, seeing that we've talked about Ben DeRuz. Age-appropriate, usually it has to... where we like it to at least be appropriate for the older generation. That's a big, typical DRTV audience, the direct response audience. However, Ben DeRuz certainly being an example of where you don't need a 7 out of 7 to have a big hit, because that is certainly not targeted toward the older generation by any stretch.
Right.
And then the last one, number 7, being credible. If your product is not credible, you know, if it's wildly, you know, we've seen this, and I think watching the industry, and the typical example of this that I give is the many products that say, we're going to save you 50% on your gas. You know, well, all you have to do is stick this magnet on your car somewhere, and they've all been tried on TV, and they've all been, you know, failures on TV for a reason. No one believes it. You know, right. If this thing really could save 50% of your gas, and it's 1995, why wouldn't you buy it? But no one believed that it would work, so it has to be credible. So those are the 7 points. If you have, you know, we look at things that are 5, 6, and 7 most of the time. If we can really answer yes, then we take a hard look at it and see if we have a gut feeling that we could work. So if it's a 4 or below, we really just don't think it's a, you know, for us at least. But that doesn't mean it's not going to work again, but it's just decreasing your odds.
Right. Those are very interesting points. You have a lot of work to do to find the right products that are going to win out there in the market for yourselves, well, for the consumer, for yourselves, for the inventor or the partner. There's a lot of people involved and a lot of prep and information that you need to be able to find a successful product.
I got to put you in touch with my boss. Tell him how hard it is for me, will you?
I will, and you're doing a great job tonight. We really appreciate having you on our show. And I know the inventors are emailing me. Great show, great information. Of course, you can call up in the next segment, 877-474-3302. You can get online right now in between the break, and we'll put you on at the beginning of the next segment. We have Gary Sullivan from All Star Marketing. You're listening to Got Invention Radio. We'll be back in a few moments with segment 3.
Finally, guaranteed health insurance at TalkHealthPlans.com. That's right, guaranteed coverage for you or your family. Government health insurance is still years away. At TalkHealthPlans.com, you can get a free online quote in just minutes. No hassle, and best of all, it's guaranteed coverage when you log on to TalkHealthPlans.com. As a courtesy, receive a free prescription card immediately to use at over 50,000 pharmacies where you can save up to 50% on medications. And that's just for getting a quote from TalkHealthPlan.com. Even in this tough economy, you and your family can still have affordable health insurance and the peace of mind that goes with it. Don't let pre-existing conditions prevent you from getting affordable health insurance now. If you or someone you know does not have health insurance, send them to TalkHealthPlans.com. That's TalkHealthPlans.com.
Brent Wilson, the Smart Investing Show, heard on Sign On San Diego, WS Radio. Are you unhappy with your investment performance? Your portfolio not up to your expectations? On Saturday, July 24th, from 10 to 12, we have a free workshop showing you how to invest using fundamental analysis. It will be held at the DoubleTree Hotel in Mission Valley. For more information, call 858-546-4306. That's 858-546-4306. Or go to my website, smartinvesting2000.com. That's smartinvesting2000.com.
Do you know social media marketing? If you need to move products, it's the one key place to be. And your key to success is letting worldclassid.com make it happen on the internet. It's easy and simple and inexpensive. You write it. Worldclassid.com does the rest. Worldclassid.com guarantees that your social media content is automatically distributed and indexed by search engines to over 350 sites, increasing your presence and improving your search engine ranking, giving you desired new leads. Stop wasting your valuable time and money on the expense of hiring a social media coordinator. Worldclassid.com has the perfect value-added social media subscription program for you. Capturing all the leads you need for growth and success is easy when you put yourself in the hands of the experts. Worldclassid.com. Visit our website now for complete information about dominating the internet. Worldclassid.com. We make you a success.
Do you have an idea or an invention and not sure what to do next? Take the first step and get your copy of the book, You and Your Big Ideas by Brian Fried. From protecting your idea to developing it and bringing your product to market, this handy resource guide is a must-have for every inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur. This book is all about you and your big ideas and bringing them to life. Only $10.95. Order now and also receive your free product evaluation kit with the book. Call now.